According to the company, Wolfhard didn't know about Badu's reputation and was horrified to think the allegations might be true. But in 2017, Bloomberg Businessweek reported on what it called Badu's wild soirees with half-naked models asked to pole dance or used as human sushi platters. And based on Instagram posts, she and several Bumble executives attended Andreev's Halloween party in 2015. Mid-level Bumble employees in Austin were aware of Badu's reputation. They knew, for example, that on International Women's Day, Badu gave men the day off. The joke at the company was that if women wanted to be equal, they had to do extra work. Andreev and Bumble didn't comment. In Austin, Bumble apparently had its own culture issues. On the second floor, near Wolfhard's office, a pink neon sign reminded people to be kind, B-E-E. But current and former Bumble employees said the company had a mean girls vibe, with the OGs serving as the popular clique. Some employees said they felt excluded because they didn't have the right look or connections. A former intern said he was told to lay gravel and pot plants in the back courtyard at his boss's house. He didn't feel comfortable reporting the issue because his boss was Wolfhard's close friend. One person, a woman of color, said that when she asked why Bumble used so many blonde models in ads, Bumble chief creative marketing officer, a blonde woman, said that was the look she preferred. Several people mentioned Wolfhard's habit, when Bumble was smaller, of giving extravagant Christmas or birthday presents, such as Chanel shoes or artwork, to some employees and not to others. The Bumble spokesman didn't comment on the allegations by the intern. He said the story about gift-giving was false, and the one about blonde models, which the marketing officer denied, was inaccurate.